Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
How mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination."
Elon Musk is now leveraging his platform, flipping it against Trump and trying to take Trump's bill down. All right, we have some breaking news. Elon Musk just typed out a furious post regarding Trump's big, ugly bill and what may be the most explicit separation from the Trump administration that Elon Musk has engaged in thus far. This comes after Elon has had an incredibly long week. He had a story drop about his rampant drug use. He showed up in the Oval Office with a black eye for an exit ceremony, and many speculate that the Trump admin kicked him out at this convenient time because they, of course, knew the drug story was about to drop. Well, now Elon Musk is openly voicing his discontent with what Trump calls the big, beautiful bill. It is big, all right. But it is not beautiful. It is big and costly to taxpayer dollars, to the most vulnerable communities, and you know, it even benefits Elon Musk. But Elon is under the impression, which we could agree or disagree with, that the debt, that the U.S. debt is causing the country to be on the brink of a crisis that will make us fall just like Rome did. Elon Musk is very, very worried about the debt, and this bill adds $5.3 trillion. The funny thing is, after he tweeted this out, I'm 90% sure Elon tweeted this out very conveniently at this time, because then Caroline Levitt was asked about it. She happened to be holding a press conference, and she was asked about the bill right after that and asked about what Elon Musk said. So let's start with his post. He tweeted out, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." You know what? I'm going to boost this post just because I want to sow a little bit of division in the MAGA world. The top reply is from General Mike Flynn. "It will not get better. The hogs are still at the trough and will refuse to move away from it. There are not enough honest people in Congress who are willing to stand up for the harder right thing, even at this stage of our monumental national debt." So this all goes back to the national debt and Elon Musk's resent with the Trump admin. I'll play this clip in 1 second, but Elon doesn't get out that easily. Elon has spent the past few years enabling these people to gain power. Now that he's pushed out, he's going to try to shit on this bill. It is not that easy. Elon benefits from this bill. Elon put the people in power that are passing this bill, and now he's realizing a little bit too late that the party that he helped elevate is kind of full of it. He's basically realizing how much they are lying to the U.S. people. In my opinion, what really bothers Elon, beyond the fact that his ego is very, very hurt by Trump kicking him out, is the fact that Trump and the people around him are brazenly lying to the American people about what this does to the debt. They are saying it doesn't add anything. In fact, it saves us from the brink of disaster. In Elon Musk's mind, we're already on the brink of disaster, and this hurts us. So he's coming out, and he's trying to take a stand, but it's also very performative, and you can't lash out after you help them consolidate power. Let's check out Caroline Levitt first talking about criminals, and then we'll watch the clip about her asked about Elon. Right.
"With President Trump in charge, the days of criminals being put over victims are over. On the topic..."
This is incredibly laughable to me for a few reasons. First of all, Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia was a victim of the Trump regime. He got deported to a terrorist confinement center. He'll never see his family again, very likely. And if he didn't get moved out of CCOT, he would have died there. Absolutely. He is the victim in this case. Do not get it wrong. He had his due process violated, and he is the victim. Now, the Trump admin makes him out to be the villain, and the Trump admin acts like they are the victim of the courts. They are at the whim of all of the courts, and they are the victim in this case scenario. No. You guys are the villain. What about Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden is the victim of a year-long investigation, yet they make him out to be the criminal. What if we want to reverse it? Trump and Elon are criminals. Elon Musk consolidated so much wealth and power over the past 90 days that he's gotten, I believe, 50% richer. And a lot of that is because, number one, of corruption. But number two, because after he got into office, over 40 different regulatory investigations into his companies were paused or halted. He is the criminal here, yet he's acting like the victim. Trump has an eternal victim complex when he is a criminal. Let's watch Caroline Leavitt being confronted regarding Elon.
Just cross, Caroline. How mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it."
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
I'm trying to find the biblical or philosophical or Greek analogy for this. Where is there a story where somebody builds up power with someone else and then uses that power to take them down? Because Elon Musk bought the platform of Twitter, rebranded it to X, leveraged that to spread a massive amount of propaganda to benefit himself and Donald Trump. The ironic part is he is now leveraging his massive platform. I mean, this post has 1.4 million views, and it only came out a bit ago. Oh, I just refreshed it. My bad. It has 2.7 million views, and it was posted 20 minutes ago. Elon Musk is now leveraging his platform, flipping it against Trump and trying to take Trump's bill down. And all of this comes at a very critical moment when this bill seems almost certain to fail in the Senate. We just got news that Senator Rand Paul is saying, "Hell no," and Trump is pissed, both behind the scenes, but early this morning he posted, "Rand Paul has very little understanding of the BBB, especially the tremendous growth that is coming." Growth in the debt? Is that what you're talking about? He loves voting no on everything. He thinks it's good politics, but it's not. The BBB is a big winner. The BBB is self-destructed, and it's not a BBB. It's big and ugly and costly. The attack comes as Trump's big, beautiful bill, which is predicted to make 13.7 million Americans lose health care over the next decade, faces an uphill battle in the Senate. And Elon Musk continues to apply pressure, any pressure he can, to say, do not pass this bill. Really quickly, can I just ask you guys to drop a like? Make sure you're part of the crew by subscribing below, because we have spent the past 6 months, 10 months, relentlessly applying pressure, not only on Trump, but mainly on Elon. I have made so many videos about Elon and his behind the scenes works and everything that he's been doing out in public and with his companies and with investigations being paused. And now we're finally seeing it implode. We're seeing it self-destruct. And you know, we can't let him get away that easily. Elon helped the Trump administration do what he now hates. It's like they're both screwing each other over, because Elon's now leveraging his platform to hurt Trump, and Trump's bill, in Elon's eyes, will ruin the country. Now, Elon does benefit from the bill due to the redistribution of wealth, and I'm sure he's happy about that. But Ed Krasenstein said, "It's crazy to me that all these Republicans voted Republican in order to balance the budget, but when it comes down to it, they don't really care. They just do what Trump wants." Someone asked Grok, "What is he saying?" And Grok said, "The FY 2025 congressional spending bill totals $1.6 trillion in discretionary spending. Critics like Musk call it pork-filled due to funds for specific regions or industries." I love, this is like the ultimate leopard bites your face for both parties. Again, Elon Musk is leveraging his platform to screw Trump over. He's been saying he doesn't like this bill for a bit, and now Trump is probably going to inflict more damage. I can probably count down the seconds until Trump responds, and Elon Musk just continues to post and post and post. Let's go through his account and see what he's saying. He's posting about Tesla. Thomas Massie, Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican, is now boosting Elon Musk. Jared Moskowitz responds, "He is," in response to Massie saying he's right. So there is now a new civil war forming, a new coalition forming. I happen to be on the side of Elon Musk. I think this bill that Trump is passing is very, very harmful, maybe for different reasons than Elon Musk thinks it's harmful. I do agree that we shouldn't add that much to the debts, but Elon Musk is doing this for very likely self-serving purposes. If you made it this far in the video, make sure you comment some blue hearts. I love you all. Share this video. We're going to build this network up to be the biggest network for everybody, all inclusive, and you guys can help. Peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here.
Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.